The federal government shutdown enters a second week, with no negotiations taking place. Federal worker union leaders are pushing Congress to do its job. Military troops are preparing to go without paychecks, and flight delays are occurring nationwide. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Everett Kelly, says the shutdown is unfair to federal employees and holds both Republicans and Democrats responsible.
Right now, many families are paying the price for political gridlocks that they didn't cause. No American should ever have to choose between serving their country and feeding their family.
The Senate again held failed votes on competing bills to reopen the government. President Donald Trump is threatening mass firings of federal workers and refusing back pay for the rest. Speaker Mike Johnson describes some of the problems caused by the shutdown.
So today, the U.S. Capitol police officers are going to come to work to bravely protect U.S. government officials and staff in these dangerous times. They're going to do that without pay. Here's another headline from the New York Post. Aviation groups warn a government shutdown will delay aircraft safety inspections, maintenance work on critical equipment.
Republicans and Democrats blame each other for the shutdown. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are open to negotiations, but are fighting to extend tax credits for the Affordable Care Act.
House Democrats remain ready, willing, and able to sit down with our Republican colleagues anytime, any place, in order to reopen the government, to reach a spending agreement that actually meets the needs of the American people and improves their quality of life.
For Democrats, the core of the debate is over the health care issue that has tangled Congress for years, and in particular, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Congress increased the federal subsidies for private insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchanges during the COVID-19 pandemic. The federal aid was popular, and it boosted ACA enrollment to a record 24 million people. Those enhanced subsidies are set to expire at year's end. Republicans say Congress can deal with the health insurance issue in the months ahead, but Democrats argue that Republicans failed to address the expiring health care subsidies this summer when they approved Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act. Over the weekend, Senate Democrats were briefed on information suggesting their health care messaging was resonating with voters. A memo from the House GOP's campaign arm urged Republican candidates to focus on the shutdown's economic impact. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.